With KAZU News, I'm Doug McKnight. It's been nearly 25 years since Fort Ord closed, and the removal of all the blighted buildings may soon be within sight. Another swath of old Army buildings is starting to come down in Seaside. KAZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
A small crowd cheers as an excavator tears down a cinder block wall outside an old Army building on the former Fort Ord. Curtains still hang in the broken windows. Graffiti marks its walls inside and out.
When you see what we're looking at today, you don't see the future as easily.
Gloria Stearns is Community Development Director for the City of Seaside. It owns the land and its 17 dilapidated buildings.
But the plus side is, once you get them down, that's the sign of progress. So people like to see things getting torn down. When they see empty land, then they can start to imagine the future there.
Stearns and other public officials gathered Wednesday to celebrate the beginning of the future for this 85-acre piece of the former fort. The old abandoned buildings will be replaced with Campus Town, a mixed-use development named for its proximity to neighboring Cal State Monterey Bay, and inspired by community input.
So it'll be a mix of housing, commercial opportunity, employment opportunities, student housing, affordable housing. They wanted more green space. They wanted it to be bicycle friendly. They wanted to have places to walk their kids. They wanted places to create jobs.
This is one of the last few areas of blight on the former Fort Ord. When the government shut down the base back in 1994, the Army left behind thousands of buildings. Some were as small as sheds or lookout towers. Others were large concrete buildings like the ones coming down in Seaside. Michael Houlimard is executive officer of the Fort Ord Reuse Authority, or FORA. He says at this point, about 80% of those buildings have been reused or torn down.
But we still have several hundred buildings to go. The cost of removing those several hundred buildings might be $50, $60, $70, $80 million more dollars to get those done.
The cost falls on who owns the land, be it a city, school, or developer. The price is so high in large part because the buildings are contaminated with lead-based paint, asbestos, and other toxins. All that has to be safely removed before the buildings come down. Houlimard says FORA is working on a plan and would like to have the remaining blight removed by the end of June 2020. The buildings coming down in Seaside are a step toward that goal.
This area may be one of the central pieces of Fort Ord recovery for the future. It's right at the main gate entrance to the former Fort Ord. It is a key parcel in the overall recovery. So clearing the buildings out of the way and enabling the Campus Town development to proceed in a way that focuses attention on the next several centuries is crucial to our whole recovery.
Jobs are another key component of recovering from the loss of Fort Ord. Since the base closed, about 4,000 jobs have been created. Houlimard says that number needs to be closer to 12,000. The Campus Town development in Seaside aims to help there too. Seaside's Gloria Stern says there will be space for businesses to relocate or grow locally.
We hate to see kids get degrees from CSUMB and have to leave. We want them to be able to stay here and create businesses.
Removal of the dilapidated buildings on the site of the planned Campus Town is expected to be complete in a year. In Seaside, Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.